Welcome to the Diabetic Health Clinic Podcast, a lifestyle designed to normalize your blood sugar levels. You can always visit us on www.diabetichealthclinic.org. Welcome to the first Diabetic Health Clinic Podcast. My name is Peter Pratt. Tonight with us we have a gentleman by the name of Frank Williams. Now Frank Williams has done an amazing job in regards of turning his diabetic condition around, as a matter of fact, reversing it. The Diabetic Health Clinic is all about helping people go through a lifestyle change that facilitates this sort of reversal. We'd like to have a little bit of a discussion with Frank, just to see what his perspective on things are. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing well, Peter, and you?
Excellent. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, same here. Lovely. Talk with you today.
We've spoken a lot over the phone over the months, and I've followed pretty much what you've done to just totally reverse the situation that you were in and even surprise the doctors. So I'd just like to ask you a few questions as we go along and just open up a little bit of a discussion so that our listeners can have a little bit of an insight into what you've actually done and how it all happened. So maybe we can kick off by starting with just you sort of talking about how you found out you had a blood sugar problem, how you were diagnosed.
Well, I was I came from a family that it was in our family. And I was going to my doctor, my GP, and one day he just told me, he said, you're diabetic, you know, and really, to tell you the truth, I didn't know what the guy was meant, really, when he said I was diabetic.
Right.
And I said, yeah, okay, so?
Yeah.
And then he said, does it surprise you? I said, no, it doesn't. Then I told him, he asked me why. So I said to him, look, well, it runs in my family, really. I said, I'm not surprised that I got it. I said, my mother had it, my father had it, my sisters and brothers had it. I was the only one in my family that hadn't been diagnosed,
right,
of having diabetes. Now, I came up in a family, Peter, that they ate a lot of pork and different things like that, unhealthy foods. And I suppose when I left home, I became a vegetarian.
Right.
I think that was the only thing that kept me as long as it did. But even being a vegetarian, you still can eat wrong foods that is against your health and can turn into diabetes. So, and I think that's what kept me away from it so long. But I wasn't surprised when the doctor told me that I was a diabetes, you know, but he hadn't talked to me about it before. So evidently he must have been testing me all along.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he just told me one day in his office, you're a diabetic.
Right. You know? So obviously you went and had a blood test done, and after the blood test, he would have came to that conclusion.
Yes. He did the lab work on me two or three times, but he never told me what he was looking for. And, you know, I had a heart attack.
Right.
And I thought maybe that's what he was looking at, you know, but evidently he was looking at the fact that I was a diabetes. So that's
right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And you weren't, because you mentioned you changed your diet to a vegetarian-type diet, which is a big step in itself, and you weren't surprised that you had diabetes. So obviously you were thinking that maybe it was a genetic thing or ran in the family and you were just destined to have it. Is that sort of how you figured it?
Yes, exactly. Nobody, I wasn't educated on that type of thing. And the doctors had never said anything to me, but I knew that my family had it, my whole family had it, and I was sort of wondering what had happened that I didn't have it, you know. It was just an acceptable thing, you know.
Yeah.
And when he told me that he was a diabetic, I just accepted it as one of those misfortunes in life, you know. So that was it. Didn't think nothing else about it, really.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Yep. So from there, obviously, the doctor would have given you medication?
Yes. He started giving medication for that. I think the first thing he put me on was Diabec, and then he went from that to Vandamet.
Right.
The Vandamet 1000, and yeah.
Right. And how long ago was this?
It was 2002, yeah.
Okay, so a few years back now. We're talking about 10 years that you've been diagnosed as a diabetic then.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, fair enough. So from your perspective, how did diabetes affect your life? Did it affect your life in any particular way?
Well, no, it didn't. I suppose it did, but it wasn't something that I noticed.
Right.
I just accepted it. I came totally dependent on the medication. I didn't change my diet. I didn't do anything. I just kept on living the way I had lived, eating the same things that I had been eating, and kept taking the medicine. It's just something I accepted. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Right. But yeah. Surely someone in the medical area would have told you that a change of diet is important?
Oh, yes. Later on, this same doctor that I had, he sent me to see a dietitian, and I went in, and the dietitian just sort of told me, look, they didn't make it sort of scary for me. They didn't tell me, you know, if you don't do this, this will happen to you, or you will lose your eyesight if you keep going, or your kidneys and stuff. Nobody said anything like that to me. You know, they just said, you need to change your diet, you know. And they said, even though at that point I was a vegetarian, but even being a vegetarian, you still can eat the wrong food, you know.
Absolutely.
Love of spaghetti and a love of potatoes, and I was eating a half a loaf of bread and all that type of thing, and you know, the dog was just turning into sugar. But nobody really told me, you know, that I should what I should eat. I should get off of this or get off of that. All they said was cut down. And when somebody tell you to cut down on stuff, you know, you just seem to eat more. You know, I think they need to sort of try to put a bit of fright into you, you know?
Yeah. I understand. Well, I mean, most people would see things like bread and spaghetti and those sort of things, especially in the context of a home-cooked meal. Most people would see that as quite an healthy eating option.
Yes, of course.
So when did you start to figure out that maybe there was something wrong with what you were eating?
Well, when I talk a friend of mine, I was talking to him one day, and we was on Skype, really, and I was looking at him, and I noticed that he had lost quite a bit of weight, you know, and I said to him,
I said,
what happened to you? I said, you've lost a lot of weight there. He said, how can you tell, you know? I said, I'm looking at your face. And then he started telling me, you know, about this diet, what he had done, you know. And he said to me, he said, I will give you the guy's number and you can give him a ring. And that was you, of course.
Yep.
And then I did. I rang you and I was talking to you about it. And you said to me that you would send me some material.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sent me the material, you sent me a video, and I thought, yes, I'm going to look into this, because, look, at that point then, when I first talked to you, I was taking about 7 or 8 tablets per day, you know.
That's a fair amount.
Yeah, that's a fair amount, and I was really tired of taking all of those tablets, you know, and I thought, pretty soon I'm going to start rattling here, taking all these tablets.
Sure.
And I did. When you told me, and I looked at the video, and you sent me along what to do, And I did. I went into this juice, this vegetable juice diet.
Right.
And I tell you what, you said, look, if you accept it, make sure you take your doctor along with you.
Mm.
So I did. I went and I told my doctor what I was going to do, and he said, okay. He said, it can't do you no harm, but I don't think he thought it would do me any good. You know?
Right.
He said, it won't do you any harm. He said, but look, he said, if your sugar get down to 3, get off the medicine.
Right.
And I said, okay, I'll do that. And about a week's time, I thought, I better check my sugar. And I went and I checked my sugar, and it was 2. And I thought, wow.
How far down the track was this, Frank?
This is about 6 days, I would say, 5 or 6 days.
Right. So at this stage, You've started juicing.
Yes.
Right. So you've made the decision to juice and you've decided
I made the decision to juice, but I was still on the medication.
Right.
I was juicing and I was on the medication, see. But I was on the medication before I was juicing. My sugar level was always up to 8, 9, 10, sometime 11. That's with the medication.
Right.
But then when I went on the juice diet, in about 5 or 6 days, my sugar had dropped down to 2.
Wow.
And then I went off of the medication, and I've been off of that ever since. That's been, 5 months ago, or 3 months or 4 months or whatever.
Right. So before we get on to that, because this is now very fascinating, because people are listening to this thinking, excuse me, you've juiced for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for most people, that would be inconceivable not to actually eat something for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what you went through, because obviously when you have a big change like that, first of all, it would be the psychological aspect, but you are changing your food intake very much so. So what you were juicing was obviously vegetable juices predominantly.
Yes. That's right. I was got into the rainbow, you know, all the colors, you know, and I was using I had it 3 times a day.
Right.
I never had it in between, you know, even if I got hungry in between or something, I just had a bit of water because I'm right into it now.
Right.
When I got off that medication, I'm excited, you know.
Mm.
And in the morning time, I have a big glass of juice. At lunchtime, I'd have a glass of juice, and at night, I'd have a glass of juice.
Right.
And amazingly, I wasn't hungry, you know?
Is that right?
I wasn't hungry. But after I went through it about maybe a week, a week and a half, 2 weeks, I began to get a little bit weak.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. That didn't happen but maybe 2 days. 2 days. And then all of a sudden, I come back.
Right.
Come back stronger than I was, you know. I got this energy back, you know, and I was just over the moon, really, to say the truth.
Right.
And even today I'm still, I'm on eating solid foods, you know. I'm eating, most of my food is raw now.
Yeah.
And, but I'm still juicing. In the morning time, I will have a juice, and at night, I have a juice, but in the meal times, noon time, when I do have my lunch, I sort of peek out a little bit, you know?
Yeah,
and my sugar's still holding, you know?
Right.
Without medication, my sugar is about, it never gets higher than 6.4.
Wow.
But I'm around 5.6 and 5.4, 5.8, stuff like that, you know?
So we're talking about levels that are very normal, healthy levels.
With no medication.
With no medication at all. What a bonus.
No medication at all. When I was on the medication, right, it was, like I said, 8, 9, 10, sometime 11, you know, with the medication.
Right.
And I thought, you know, well, you know, God gave man food to eat, and it was nuts and grains and fruit, you know, and I thought God's way is the way to go. And I'm a true witness. I'm a living fact that it is, you know, because that's all I did. That's all I did. Went back to what God gave man the original to eat, and hey, got rid of the medicine, and everything is going well for me.
So what you're really saying, and I want to go back to the juicing in a minute, but what you're really saying is at the moment you would be considered diabetes-free, and the way that you've achieved it is you've essentially eliminated all processed foods. Would that be right to say?
That's correct. I don't eat processed food now, you know. I used to love rice, you know.
Mm.
And I'm still eating a lot of rice, but it's brown rice.
Uh-huh.
I'm still eating a lot of things that I were eating before, but it's the problem. I'm eating a lot of vegetables, but I don't eat that boil, or, you know, like I used to eat it. If I'm going to eat vegetables now, you need to fiber steam it.
Right.
And I have acquired a taste for it, and I really enjoy it. I look forward to eating now.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm feeling really fine. I'm feeling fine.
Isn't it amazing how when you drop all that processed food, and that processed food really has a lot of flavor enhancers, so it's, in a way, it skews how we perceive tastes. But when you come off that processed food and you start consuming the natural foods, isn't it amazing how beautiful they begin to taste?
Yes, yes, yes. I've never experienced that before.
Mm.
You know, when people used to say to me about, oh, you need to eat raw food, or 80% of your food should be raw, I used to think, yuck, how can people eat raw food, you know? And I was just sharing with a friend of mine this morning. He came by to say hello, and I was just sharing with him. You know, he's on the juice as well.
Right.
And he was a big guy, and he has lost a lot of weight, you know, on the juices. And he was saying that too, you know. He said, people say to me about eating raw food, how can you eat raw food? And he said, it's beautiful, isn't it? I said, of course it is, you know.
Mm.
But, you know, people don't know, you know, when you talk to people about vegetarian, the first thing they say, how can you eat just vegetables, you know? How can you eat greens? And they just don't understand, you know, about it. But there's a lot of beautiful things that you can put in your mouth that is really healthy for you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm a living witness that it happened, because, you know, I used to wouldn't eat anything that was healthy. I ate everything, you know, that wasn't healthy for me, and too much of it.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to go back to the juicing, because this is really fascinating, this whole juicing experience. How long did you juice for, Frank?
I juiced for 30 days.
30 days?
30 days I did. Now, to tell you the truth, Peter, I was where I wanted to be, or where I thought I should have been, and my doctor agreed with me on that, in about 20 days.
Right.
But I thought, no, I'm going to go to 30. You know, I started out to do the 30, and I went to 30, you know. And when I started off, I didn't start off because I was overweight. But that wasn't the reason why that I went on the vegetable juice diet. I went on because I wanted to get rid of the tablets and the diabetes.
Right.
But, hey, the weight came off as well. When I kicked off, I was about 104.
Right.
And after about 3-4 weeks, I was down to 90.
That's a massive weight loss.
That's a massive weight loss. And today, I weighed this morning, and I was 89.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, down to 89. So it's really, you get so many things that happen in your life when you do that, when you're on that juicing diet, that happens to you that is good stuff. Things for you, you know. You know, the weight, I got off the pack of tablets, the weight went, and, you know, because what happened was my clothes were black sacks on me. I was, hey, that's okay, I'll make sure I wear a big coat.
Time to go shopping, Frank.
Yes. Yes.
That's a great problem to have, isn't it?
Yeah, you could say that again, and I was very successful, and I tell you what, I can recommend it. I've been telling people about it, and everybody see me and says, what do you do? You know, one guy said to me, he saw me, and he looked at me, because I've been shaving my head for years, but he looked at me, and I lost all this weight, and he said to me, leukemia? I said, no. I said, veggies.
Did he believe you?
He thought I had cancer. He thought it was leukemia for sure.
Yeah, right.
And then, yeah, because when he saw me, I was big, I was overweight, you know, the last time he had seen me.
Mm.
And then when he looked at me, he thought, this guy certainly got leukemia. And he pulled up and looked at me and said, leukemia? I said, no, veggies.
Oh, dear, that would have been priceless.
Yes.
So, Frank, there would be people listening to this right now that would be thinking, okay, well, you've juiced for 30 days. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
For most people, I would imagine it would be very difficult to actually get in their mind that you can do something like that for 30 days. Now, obviously, I know you can because I've been through it as well.
Yes, yes.
And it's a very hard thing to explain to people.
Yes.
But there's a little bit of a process that occurs when you start juicing. So the first little while, your body is actually going through a fair amount of turmoil, and a part of that is saying, give me the sugar, because there's no sugar going to the body. And we now know from some studies that have been done and also from people's experiences that sugar is actually a very addictive substance.
So
how did you go through that whole breaking of the sugar addiction period?
Well, you know, Peter, it didn't bother me.
Right.
Really, because I was determined. I was determined once I started that I was going to do this. I'm going to get off of these tablets. You know,
right.
I was determined. And I guess I just had willpower. I didn't really want sugar, you know.
Right.
I didn't crave for it at all, you know. I guess I could have eaten. I didn't even drink, even grape juice.
Right.
I was just determined I wasn't going to do nothing. All the sugar was going to get in my body was going to be natural, you know. That's the way I felt, you know.
Yeah.
No processed stuff. And it didn't bother me at all. And I would say, if people set out with things in their mind, I want to do this, and you focus on that.
Yeah.
So this is the goal that I want to reach, no matter what. This is the way I'm going.
Yes.
You can accomplish that. This is what helped me along. I was determined that I was not going to put no processed food or sugar in my mouth. It had to be natural stuff.
Right.
You know?
Right. So
it didn't bother me.
So did you experience any withdrawals at all? Was there a period of time where it was tough for you?
Yeah, it would occur. I'll tell you what I did. I went around people,
right?
That was always in. And being a minister of the gospel,
right.
Every week somewhere in one of my churches they was having meals, you know.
Of course.
And I would take my juice.
Right.
I would take my juice, and while they were sitting there stuffing themselves with all of this processed food, I was sitting there drinking my veggie juice.
Right.
And it didn't bother me. Matter of fact, I feel good doing it, you know. Hey, look at me. I don't have to have this stuff, you know.
Right.
And it was sort of easy for me. Now, I've talked to people that it was really, were really bad. But at the time when I started, I was in Darwin.
Right.
And I went to this doctor, dentist was in my church, Dr. David Gordon.
Right.
And he was a very good cook, you know.
Mm.
And he used to love having people over his house for dinner. So he invited me. He said, would you like to come over for dinner? I said, yes. I said, but you know what I'm doing. And he said, oh, yes, I have some food for you. He said, don't worry about it. Just come. And when I get there, he had this juicer, and he had all of this juice made up for me, you know.
That was nice of him.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful, you know. But all of this food, and it really looked gorgeous. And I was just looking at it, and, you know, I had no desire to eat it.
Right.
The juice was good for me. Because at this point now, I'm really down where I wanted. Lost all of this weight, you know, all of those tablets. And I wasn't about to let nothing deter me or turn me around,
yep,
you know.
Yeah.
Too close now to turn around.
Yeah. So it sounds like you were quite fortunate because you didn't experience some of the withdrawal symptoms that many people do, because people do it really tough in the first 3 or 4 days sometimes.
Yeah. I tell you the truth, it only hit me about one day. One day I felt really bad, you know, and I thought, wow, you know, because you had told me to expect that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and it just about one day it happened to me, and then the next day it was gone.
It was gone.
I was sailing through because I was determined, you know.
Yeah.
To do it, you know, I wasn't going to let nothing stop me.
Yeah. So the next fascinating thing that people will ask is, okay, well, you do your 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that actually makes you change the way that you eat forever? Because essentially, that's what you've done, Frank.
Yes, yes. Well, when you come through where I had come through, you know, I thought, I'm not going to go through all of this to go back to where I were. because where I was, I'd been there, I had done that, and it did me no good.
Right.
And once I saw the results of what it was, that when I went on that juice diet for 30 days, I thought, I know where in the world I'm going back to where I was, you know. It didn't make sense to me, you know. Because now I'm healthy, I went on these tablets, you know, and I'm satisfied with what I was eating. I'm enjoying what I'm eating, you know. And I thought, ain't nowhere in the world that I will go back. And, you know, I got up this morning and put on a pair of pants, Peter, that I hadn't had on in six years. But I was determined, you know, sometimes when you feel you're putting on weight and stuff. So you feel, well, I'm going to keep these clothes. One day I'm going to get in these clothes.
Absolutely.
You know? And I got up this morning and I put those pants on and I could get my hand down inside of them. And I hadn't had them on but once. And I'll never forget this. I was in Las Vegas, but I put them on and they was tight, you know. They just were squeezing me almost. It's almost choking me to death, you know.
Right.
And I got up this morning, I put those pants on, and I had room to put my hands down in the middle of it, and I thought, wow, look at this, you know.
That's amazing.
Yes, yes, it's, you know. And once you've been carrying weight, once you've been eating a lot of stuff that's no good for you, once you've been taking on tablets, you know, I can get up and go somewhere now and don't think about it. Before, when I started packing to go places, my tablets were the first thing I had to pack.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
You know, and I thought, I'm away from all of that now, you know. And I thought, well, it's just diet. It's just diet. It's the juice diet that I went on that did it. It certainly wasn't the medicine or anything, you know.
Yeah.
I had been taking that for 10 years, and still my sugar was jumping off the sky. And you know, my blood pressure.
Right.
My blood pressure was always 146.
Right.
And 150 and 160 and all of that, you know, over 90, you know, over 95.
Mm.
This morning I took my blood pressure. My blood pressure was 112 over 62.
Wow.
You know. So, and all of that came from the juicing, you know.
Yeah.
Now my body is getting what it requires, what it needs.
Yes.
And my body now only requires that. Eat my appetites, you know, I was sitting there, me and my wife were sitting down this evening, sitting there discussing things, and I said to her, I said, I'm hungry, you know. And I said, would you like something to eat too? And she said, yes, whatever you fit. And I got up and went in there and I made a salad.
Right.
You know, and while I was making, she said, that smells nice. And when I went back, I gave her a bowl, and then we sat there and ate a bowl of salad.
Wow. Yeah. Yep.
And that's what I had for my tea tonight.
Right.
And I'm quite happy and I'm full.
Yeah. It's amazing how all of that changes when you go down this track. And, you know, it's incredible what happens during that juice fast, because somehow there's a switch that flicks in your brain where your body just simply starts rejecting unhealthy foods. You get to this point where you're looking at what used to be maybe your favorite meal. And, you know, for me, one of the things that I used to love when I get home was to ask my wife to make me some spaghetti bolognese. That was one of my favorite dishes. And today, when I look at that dish, I can't imagine putting that in my mouth.
Yeah.
And as an ex-diabetic, that is so crucially important, that whole change of tastes and the way that your mind thinks about food, because once that occurs, the whole change becomes sustainable over a long period of time. And this is the issue that people have with diets a lot of the time, is that they will miss out on something for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, and then when it's over, they're back to whatever they've been missing out on.
Yes, exactly.
And somehow during the whole juicing process, your body starts to reject all these foods and you become very happy and very content eating what we would call healthy foods or whole foods, as grown, unmodified. And it's an incredible thing once people start consuming those sort of foods and totally eliminate the processed foods. what the blood sugar levels do and how they actually normalise.
Yes, yes, yes. And I tell you something else, Peter, I noticed myself, I have become very critical, really. I have become very critical. I went to had an appointment with a lady today, mm-hmm. and she said to me, can I meet you at, you know?
Mm.
I said, well, you can come to my house, I can come to your house, or we can meet somewhere. She said, well, let's meet somewhere and have a drink, you know? I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let's meet at McDonald's, mm-hmm. you know, and I went to McDonald's and she came there and I was sitting there. Now she still eat everything, you know,
yeah.
But I was sitting there and I was looking at these people, mm-hmm. you know, looking at these people eating all of these Big Macs and all of this stuff, you know, and I thought to myself, and matter of fact, it just came up. I said to the lady, I said, look what that lady's eating now. I said, look at that food just she put in her mouth. And she was really stuffing it down, you know. She was really enjoying it, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought, back off, Frankie, to becoming very critical. Now, I would never say that to people. I wouldn't walk up and say, people, you shouldn't be eating that. You shouldn't eat that, you know. It's teacher's own. But I found I've gotten very critical. And I thought, well, that's good because it's making me notice what people are eating and saying, well, I would never put that in my mouth, you know. But I've seen the times I probably would have went over there and jerked it out of hand and stuck it down my throat, you know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand exactly what you're saying and where you're coming from because it's one of those things that when you look at those foods, you just can't imagine putting them in your mouth.
That's right. And I always like to say to people, you know, anybody that I talk to or anybody that's listening to us talk today, you know, when you go into this diet, you know, be sure that it's what you want to do. Don't get into it and get discouraged, you know, because you just have waste time if you do that, because it's going to work for you. If you give it a chance, it's going to work, and it won't be long working. I'm talking about days you can start to see the results in it, you know.
Right.
And if you're willing to give it a chance, just keep on going, and it will do the job for you. That's the way they will.
Mm.
And you get things more than you ask for, you know, like I did.
Yeah.
I got rid of the weight. I wasn't asking for the weight. I was having to get rid of the tablets for the diabetes, but, you know, I got an extra for it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So just in wrapping up, Frank, if you were going to quantify what sort of difference removing processed foods out of your daily intake has made as far as your health goes, how would you quantify that? Would you say that your health has improved by 100%? Would you say it's improved by 50%?
Well, I would classify I would say in my case 100%. Now, that might not be in everybody's case,
right?
But I was in a bad shape, really.
Mm.
And really didn't realize how bad I was. I knew I was bad, but I would say 100% that it has happened to me. I was at my doctor's day before yesterday, and he said to me, he said, you know, your sugar level and your cholesterol level, he said, a cardiologist would be glad to have you. I said, what do you mean? I said, what do you mean? He said, your cholesterol level and your sugar is like somebody that's been on. Now, this doctor wasn't aware of what I had been done because he's a new doctor. This was up in Darwin when all this happened.
Right.
But I'm back in Harvard Bay now, and this was the doctor that I got here. And he said, you shows as if a man that these long distance runners, you know, God is really doing strenuous exercise, sports and stuff. He reckoned that's the type of body that I hate, you know.
Wow.
Even at my age, you know. And I thought, well, this is good stuff because, hey, man, I'm 77, you know.
Right.
And for the doctor said to me, he said, a cardiologist would be glad to have you on his list, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow. And I thought, praise God. And I know what brought me there, you know.
Mm.
Because I had a doctor that said to me one day, well, he didn't say it to me, he said it to my wife. He said, you know, your husband is just a walking time bomb,
hmm.
you know. And you know, because my blood pressure was way up, my sugar level was way up. And he said that to her, you know, which wasn't really good bedside manners.
Yeah.
Because I had introduced him to her, and she needed a doctor. I said, well, try my doctor. And he went to her, and he told her that was it. You know, she said, I never want to see him again. You know, but in other words, he said I was a walking time bomb. He said that I would have been dead in the next 3 or 4 years. Hey, man, and that been 12 years ago. Yeah, so how long he was, you know. But
yeah.
Like I say, if we get back to the original diet that God gave man in the first place, it works.
Yeah.
It works, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah. Frank, just to wrap up, there would be a lot of diabetics that are listening to this podcast, and yeah, a lot of these people are at a loss as to what to do. They've been prescribed tablets. The tablets have progressed through a variety of tablets maybe by now. Maybe they're taking combinations of tablets. There could even be insulin involved for some people. As a person that's actually gone through the process and reversed your diabetes, what would you say to those people?
Yeah, well, I would say to people, look, go for it. Go for it. You can't go wrong there, you know. Like I keep saying this, the original diet that was given to man, if you get back to that, you know, it will do all of these things for you. We know the original diet that was given to man was grains and fruit, you know, that God gave man to eat in the first place. And then vegetables was added later.
Yes.
Now, we know that vegetable, God gave man the vegetables to eat because that was a healing process to heal people. And vegetables will heal you, you know, given a chance. And I would like to say to people, if you're going to do it, give it a chance. Go into it with, you know, that I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to go at least 30 days for it. But you were fine, you know. I think the recommendation would be 30 days, I think you said to me.
Yes.
You know, recommending 30 days, but sometimes you can get off it before then. But, and like you said, your body will tell you when you had enough.
Mm.
You know, listen to your body. I've said to people that listen to this broadcast, listen to your body. But go on it, when you go on it to do a certain amount of time, you know, and it'll work for you.
Yes.
It will work for you. It worked for me, and I was in pretty bad shape, you know.
Mm.
So, and like I say, at age 77, you know, my metabolism don't work like it should be working.
Well, it sounds, according to the doctor, that it's working wonderfully well.
Now, because I'm putting the right stuff in it.
Frank, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you. It's just amazing to hear your story and to hear how you've actually been able to change things around so quickly and how you've been able to change it around in a way where even medicine really can't help you. You know, they put you on tablets, they do the best they can under the circumstances. But it's just amazing to hear how you've been able to turn all of that around, get off most of your meds. How many meds are you on now as compared to the 7 or 8 you were on before?
Oh, I still got a bit of hypertension.
Right.
So I'm on 2 tablets for that, you know, and one of those is an Aspro.
Right.
Coffee,
yeah.
You know. And I believe in time I will be able to drop that,
right,
you know.
Right, so you're down from that 7 or 8 tablets to 2 tablets.
To two, yeah.
Yeah, so that's an amazing turnaround.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's incredible, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Frank, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your wonderful insights. I'm sure a lot of people will find this very, very interesting as they listen to it. And
yeah.
I'm sure that for a lot of people, it'll give them hope that they can do something to change the situation around. Thank you so much.
Yes, no problem. You have a good night.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay.
Wow, what a wonderful person Frank is, and we've got to thank him for his time and his openness in sharing his story with us. If you're a diabetic and you're thinking, well, what can I do? I would encourage you to visit www.diabetichealthclinic.org. Go to the Diabetic Health Clinic Lifestyle Program section where you can go through a questionnaire that will identify if you will benefit from taking part in the Diabetic Health Clinic Lifestyle Program. When you're on our webpage, I would also encourage you to join our Facebook page. You will find a link there on the bottom of the page. The Facebook page has all the latest posts that we put out there, including the latest research into diabetes, some of the latest and greatest diabetic-friendly recipes, and many other things. It's a great way to stay in touch. I look forward to catching up with you on the next podcast.